Hear the word of the Lord, first in the book of Jeremiah. Woe to the shepherds who make the flock perish and scatter it from my pasture, says Yehovah. Therefore, thus says Yehovah, God of Israel, against the shepherds who feed my people. You have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your actions, says Yehovah. And I will bring together the remnant of my flock out of all lands where I have driven them, and will return them to their homes, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. And I will set up shepherds over them who shall shepherd them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be missing, says Yehovah. And I will give you shepherds according to my heart, and they shall shepherd you with knowledge and intelligence. We read also from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field and keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, the angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they feared with great fear. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For to you is born today a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, in the city of David. And this shall be a sign to you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill among men. And it came to pass that after the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the men, the shepherds, said one to another, Let us now go even to Bethlehem and see this saying that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came in haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they had seen, they made known abroad the saying which was spoken to them concerning this little child. And all who heard marveled at those things which were spoken to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these sayings, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all things which they had heard and seen, as it was spoken to them. We also read from the Heavenly Doctrine in the Arcana Celestia about the spiritual meaning of a shepherd and a flock. A shepherd of the flock is someone who actually does the good of charity. He who leads and teaches is called a shepherd. Those who are led and taught are called the flock. One who does not lead to the good of charity and who does not teach that good is not a true shepherd. And one who is not being led to good and learning what is good is not the flock. Really, it is superfluous to confirm from the word that this is the meaning of a shepherd and a flock. But even so, the following passages may be cited. In Isaiah, The Lord Yahweh will pasture his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs into his arm and will carry them in his bosom. He will gently lead those that are with young. In Ezekiel, The Lord Yahweh has said, I will multiply them like the flock of mankind, like the flock of holy things, like the flock of Jerusalem in her appointed seasons. Thus the deserted cities will be filled with the flock of mankind. Those who lead the flock to the good of charity are those who gather the flock together. But those who do not lead to such good are those who scatter it. For all bringing together and unity is because of charity, while all scattering and disunity result from the lack of it. Amen.